Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Use Cases of Data Analysis in Financial Services. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Real World Use Cases in Financial Services, in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as revenue analysis techniques, cost tracking methodologies, and analyzing profitability metrics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to analyze financial data to support strategic business decisions within the financial services sector. Main content: revenue analysis techniques in financial contexts. Revenue analysis is a critical aspect of financial services as it helps organizations understand their income streams and identifies opportunities for growth. One effective technique is trend analysis, which involves examining revenue over a specific period to identify patterns. For instance, if a fintech company notices a consistent increase in subscription revenue during the first quarter of the year, it might consider launching targeted marketing campaigns to capitalize on this trend. Another technique is variance analysis, where actual revenue is compared to budgeted or forecasted revenue. This analysis helps in understanding discrepancies and determining their causes. For example, a financial institution may have projected higher revenues from loan origination, but if the actual revenue is significantly lower, variance analysis can reveal whether it was due to increased competition, changes in interest rates, or shifts in customer preferences. Lastly, customer segmentation analysis plays a vital role in revenue analysis. By categorizing customers based on their behaviors, demographics, or purchasing habits, businesses can tailor their offerings and marketing strategies to maximize revenue. For example, a bank might analyze the spending patterns of millennials versus baby boomers to create personalized banking products that attract each demographic. This approach not only enhances customer engagement but also drives revenue growth by ensuring that the products resonate with the targeted audience. Cost tracking methodologies. Understanding costs is as crucial as analyzing revenue. Effective cost tracking methodologies can significantly enhance financial decision making. One widely used method is activity-based costing, ABC, which allocates overhead costs based on actual activities. This approach provides a clearer picture of how resources are consumed and helps in identifying areas where costs can be reduced. For example, a financial service provider can use ABC to analyze the costs associated with customer service operations, allowing them to optimize staffing and reduce unnecessary expenditures. Another important methodology is budget variance analysis, which compares actual spending to budgeted amounts. This technique helps organizations identify overspending or underspending. If a financial firm finds that its marketing expenses consistently exceed the budget, it may prompt a review of the marketing strategy and resource allocation. This kind of analysis fosters accountability and encourages departments to adhere to financial guidelines. Moreover, cost-benefit analysis, CBA, is essential for evaluating potential investments or projects. By comparing the expected costs and benefits, companies can make informed decisions. For instance, a fintech startup might conduct a CBA before launching a new app, ensuring that the projected user acquisition costs are justified by anticipated revenue from subscriptions. CBA not only assists in determining the feasibility of projects but also helps in prioritizing initiatives that promise the best return on investment. Analyzing profitability metrics. Profitability metrics are indicators of a company's ability to generate profit relative to its revenue, expenses, or assets. Key profitability metrics include gross profit margin, operating profit margin, and net profit margin. Gross profit margin is calculated as revenue minus the cost of goods sold, COGS. This metric helps organizations assess the efficiency of their production processes. For example, if a financial service provider offers a new loan product, analyzing the gross profit margin can determine if the revenue from loans exceeds the costs associated with underwriting. Operating profit margin takes into account operating expenses, providing insight into the overall operational efficiency of a business. A high operating profit margin indicates that a company is effectively managing its day-to-day operations. For example, if a bank's operating profit margin improves over time, it suggests better control over administrative and operational costs, enabling the bank to reinvest in growth initiatives. Finally, net profit margin reflects the percentage of revenue that remains as profit after all expenses are deducted. It's a comprehensive measure of profitability. If a financial services firm has a declining net profit margin, it may need to investigate areas such as increasing costs or decreasing pricing strategies. This metric can serve as a warning signal for management to reassess their pricing models, cost structures, or even product offerings to ensure long-term viability. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored various use cases of data analysis in financial services, focusing on revenue analysis techniques, cost tracking methodologies, and profitability metrics. These concepts are crucial for making informed strategic decisions that can enhance organizational performance and profitability. By applying these techniques, you will be well equipped to analyze financial data effectively, supporting your role as a business leader in the financial services sector. Reflection questions: how can trend analysis impact your decision-making when evaluating new revenue streams? In what ways can activity-based costing improve your organization's cost management strategies? Reflect on a time when understanding profitability metrics helped you make a better business decision. What did you learn? Total word count: 1094 words.